Welcome to Odyssey. I'm your host, Mike Schultz. We talk about ancient and modern mysteries all across the globe. This show is tied in a little bit to the news site, which is right here on your web page on BBS Radio. And right in the middle of the page, you're going to see a news site called TNT News, like dynamite, TNT. And each time I have a show, I'll be picking out some of the most fascinating stories, and I have about seven or eight today. And we'll be discussing current events because the corporate news really filters out all of these stories. And there's only six giant companies now that own the media, companies like Westinghouse and Viacom and General Electric. And a lot of these companies also make weapons parts and do all kinds of things where it's really difficult for them to be unbiased and to report about the politics of war if they are making weapons. And so this is uncorporate, non-filtered news that we'll be discussing. And then we're going to drift off into metaphysics as the hour goes on. I'm a tarot reader, and I'll be doing some tarot toward the end of the show, so you can call in and get a reading. So as you get to know me, there's kind of two sides of my personality. I'm a classic Gemini. I've got the practical side, down to earth. We'll discuss, politics, New World Order. And then the other side of me is kind of like, Shirley MacLaine. I'm off in the clouds. I'm a tarot reader. I'm a metaphysics sensitive person. So that's the format. So let's go to TNT News. Click on that button and scroll down the news sites. And the first one that caught my eye is about mind control. And it's an article on mind control and what it is and how to avoid it. And I've done all kinds of research, and this topic, it's not one of my favorite topics. It's not my most pleasant one, but I looked into a program called MK Ultra, and that's spelled MKULTRY. Excuse me, ULTRA, MK Ultra. And what happened was a lot of people were programmed to be robots, and they were used within our government. Probably the most famous person who came forward and wrote a book about it was Kathy O'Brien. And you can read her book if you like, and she's on a speaking tour now, actually. And whether you believe all this or not, Congress did do an investigation back in the 70s. You can look this up. This is all real. And, money was paid. There were victims. And it wasn't covered in the media. This is another one of those blackout stories. But Americans should be aware of MK Ultra because it is a program that existed, and mind control experiments were being propagated on the public. So that's the first story that caught my eye. If you click on that, you can go into much, much more detail on that topic. The second article is about David Icke, and he is on a talk show in England, a mainstream talk show. We're going to talk a lot tonight about how these people in my field, the alternative field, are going mainstream. They're just simply appearing on mainstream talk shows all of a sudden. I've been researching this for 10 years. I've never seen anything like it. So David Icke, who talks about the New World Order, he explains the one world government that's being formulated by a very small group of people. There's different names for this group. You can call them the Bilderberg Group. You can call them the Club of Rome, the Committee of 300, the Council on Foreign Relations, Illuminati, Trilateral Commission. They interlock these secret groups, and they have various meetings that are not open to the public. And David Icke has been documenting this for decades, and he always has a lot of footnotes and research and evidence, and he really does his homework, whether you believe all of his research or not. And I kind of separate his UFO work from the New World Order work. And he talks a lot about how the European Union has already been, those pieces of the puzzles are already assembled. So they used to be independent sovereign nations, all of those countries, like Spain and Greece and France, and they could vote and decide their destiny, and they were sovereign up until about the 1970s, and then the trade union came about, the European Community. And at first it was sold to them just as, hey, this is just a trade agreement. It's just for free trade. It's the European Common Market, and it's just 10 countries. Well, that was just the start. And from that European Common Market grew into this massive 35-country European Union. And so now everything's decided upon in a centralized council, and a lot of Europeans have lost their freedoms and lost their independent ability to control their nation. And that was the work of the New World Order. That was the work of this Bilderberg group and all these names I mentioned before. And they did complete that part of the puzzle. Now, a lot of Europeans are angry about this. If you know friends in Europe, you can call them up and ask them about it, what they think. Was this done covertly, secretly, in private, or was it done out in the open, in public? And really, a lot of this is done behind the scenes. It's done without the exposure of the media. There's a famous quote by David Rockefeller. You can look this up. He says, "I want to thank Time Magazine and the Washington Post and all the media because they did not cover us as we put together a new world order. They kept it quiet. So I want to thank them." And they do that because the Council on Foreign Relations basically is the media. And that's one of these secret groups. And they've been able to become editors of various magazines and newspapers and television programs. And when you're an editor, you can censor stories or stop them or block them. Even though a reporter may report on them, you have the control to put them on the air. So David Icke is really one of the best researchers or teachers who can put together the pieces of the puzzle. Now the emphasis or the focus has shifted on America. And what they want to do is create a North American Union that would go from the southern border of Mexico all the way up to the North Pole. And it would be one giant country. It would be called the North American Union. There would be no more United States. There would be no Constitution. There would be no Bill of Rights. There would be no local congressman who you could call up and voice your opinion. There would be no senators for your state. All of that would be gone. It would all be erased by a board of people who would oversee a region, an economic zone. So that's why we have open borders. That's why our borders are not secure. That's why we have free trade and NAFTA, and a lot of jobs have left this country. And that's why there's just a big push to create a giant economic zone and to basically remove the sovereign nation of the United States. So this is the plan, this is the agenda. And a lot of Americans are stopping it or blocking it. They don't want this, obviously. A lot of us, or patriots, are trying to keep the United States an independent sovereign nation. So that's where the battle lines are being drawn behind the scenes. So it's really not Republican versus Democrat. That's out on the surface. It's behind the scenes. It's you're either, a patriot, you want independent sovereign nations, or you're a globalist. And you want the New World Order, you want a one world government. So that's what David Icke lays out as his philosophy. And I actually agree with that. I've read a lot of his books. And he has a lot of good videos. So he appeared on a talk show, a mainstream talk show in England by Russell Brand, who's an actor. And David Icke's always been well known in England because he was a talk show host. He was like Jay Leno or Johnny Carson. And then one day he had an epiphany. He had a spiritual awakening and started learning the truth about all of these topics and a lot about UFOs. And he started explaining his truth as he sees it to the public. So England is in a tough state right now because there are thousands of surveillance cameras everywhere. The whole countries under surveillance. It's pretty much like the book 1984. They are part of the New World Order. They're several steps ahead of America. And what happens in England, you can kind of see it's probably going to be coming to America unless we, are awake and aware. And people are very awake and aware wherever I go. There's a lot of good sources to get the truth. And one of them is the TNT news board here on this website. You can hear all these radio programs all day long and get a lot of the truth and real information. The next topic is the headline is "The Illuminati Goes Public with the New World Order." If you go to TNT News and scroll down, that's the topic for the headline. Illuminati goes public with New World Order. And I'm not just here to dish out bad news. I'm not that kind of a person. We have to be streetwise. We have to know about it. We have to know where the cancer cells are. And then it's all about the healing and the cleansing and all of the wonderful things that are happening on this planet, the beautiful things. And that's most of it, quite frankly, is beautiful things that happen every day on this planet. And all the good things and all the good people you meet wherever you go. So I'm going to give you some answers and solutions. The first one I'm going to give you now is just, go to alternative news sites. You can go to TNT. You can go to Alex Jones. He has a great site called Infowars.com. You can go to Rents, Jeff Rents, RENSE.com. You can go to DavidIke.com and simply flip off your news, flip off the radio. When the radio says that they're brought to you by the Associated Press or the UPI or Reuters, let me ask you a question. Who owns those companies? Those are private companies. Who owns Reuters? Who owns Associated Press? Who owns UPI? Have you ever thought about that? Because you have to realize, take it back to the ownership of these companies and what is their agenda. And unless we know the agenda of these private companies, we really shouldn't be listening day after day to their news on the radio. But you'll hear it all the time, Reuters News Service. Well, that's not part of our elected government or anything. That's a private company. So please bear that in mind. And so that's the first thing we can do. Is just shift over to alternative news sites. And I don't watch any TV. I haven't watched television news for 10 years now, for 10 years since 9/11 happened, since they did not report accurately on 9/11. Then that's when I stepped out and stepped into alternative news. And I hope that you take that journey as well. So the headline of the article is "Illuminati Goes Public with New World Order Agenda." And there's 9 videos if you click on that link. And I watched the last one. I didn't have time to watch all 9. And it was a young man who grew up in the Illuminati. It sounds crazy, like a science fiction book. But when you watch videos from people who grew up in these families in the occult, and they believed in, Luciferianism, and they grew up with this agenda that they were part of the elite and they were going to control the world, it makes it more real. It makes you realize, oh, there are people like this and they have secret societies. And I'll give you a few more. There's I'm from California. There's this secret campground called Bohemian Grove, and every June coming up soon, they all meet at this private campground and they talk about their agenda. And it's very powerful people. It's everyone from Henry Kissinger to Colin Powell. And, Nixon was there, Reagan. It doesn't matter if you're a Republican or Democrat. It's not like there's two wings of the camp. Like I said, I'm trying to get people to see beyond that boxing match and see who's pulling the strings above it. And so if you go to Bohemian Grove, you're going to see the elitists. And what they mainly want is to keep it just two political parties. They just want to keep it real small, just two parties, and that's easier to control or to manage. And what they would hate is if there were 5 political parties or 10 political parties or a lot of competition, the free market, and a lot of viable choices. That would be terrible from their point of view. But it would be good for the people, for the public. So, Bohemian Grove, a lot of people always thought it was just a secret place, a conspiracy, and we were all crazy. And then one day a reporter snuck in there and his name was Alex Jones. This was about 12 years ago, and he filmed it. He filmed their secret ceremonies, and they were dressed in robes, and they were standing around a lake, and they were chanting, and they were worshiping this 40-foot-high Moloch, this stone owl, this Babylonian pagan god. And they were performing a mock sacrifice of a child sacrifice. It was not real, but it was a mockery of it. And it was clearly an occult ritual. And this video went viral on the internet about 12 years ago. And Alex Jones became famous. He was the guy, he was the reporter who snuck into Bohemian Grove in around June. And he documented these events are actually happening. So ever since then, millions and millions of people have sought out this information that I'm talking to you about. They've sought out, there's all kinds of weird occult, even on our dollar bill, there's, a weird Egyptian occult symbol of a pyramid with an eye in it. And let's look into this. Let's just stop for a moment or a week or a month. And I had to take several months, really, and just take a big time out. And let's watch the Alex Jones videos. Let's watch the David Icke videos. Alex gives you more of the practical side of things, and then David's more of the spiritual side, although that's just a generalization. And if you combine the two together, Alex Jones videos and David Icke videos, you can get the picture. It took me, I guess, 3 or 4 weeks. I would watch a little bit a day or read a little bit a day. And then I shifted my paradigm. It wasn't easy. I had to subdue my ego. My ego, I was a college graduate. I knew everything. I had a college degree. I understood government. I had taken government classes. My ego was very tied into how I knew my government to be and the rest of the world. So I had to go through a process where I had to become childlike almost. I had to start over. I had to realize, okay, I learned an education in school, but that was a point, one point of view, and now I'm being confronted with more evidence that there are secret societies, there are powerful families that are having these meetings, like the Bilderberg meeting, the Bohemian Grove meeting, the Council on Foreign Relations meetings, the Trilateral Commission meetings. And I need to know what they're saying or doing in these meetings, and because these are both Republicans and Democrats, and they're in charge of my life. So I need to educate myself. So I need to subdue my ego and learn again as if I were a child, and move around the pieces on the chessboard. That's the best way I can describe it. Rearrange the chess pieces on the chessboard. And once you do that, like I said, it's hard at first. It's like getting a cancer diagnosis, but once you do it, you start feeling really good. You start feeling really free. You start really understanding the world and my place in the world and your place in the world. And you have a sense of power and freedom. You cannot be manipulated. And it helps me with my voting when I vote, and I certainly do vote. I'm part of that system. I call my congressman. On these issues, I will call up my congressman. I'll talk about chemtrails. I'll talk about the New World Order. I don't care. It's always a young college person who answers the phone anyway. Maybe I can open their mind a little bit. And so you can be spiritual and new age, and you can be involved in this process. And by the way, you don't have to agree with everything Alex Jones says or everything David Icke says. It's not about a 100% agreement, because I don't have that. I don't agree with all of them 100%. But 85 to 90%, I'm really on board with this paradigm of the world. These powerful elite families, and the most powerful is the Rothschilds family. You might as well know that name right now, right up front, the Rothschilds family. And because they controlled banking in England, they controlled fractional banking. And if you can control the money supply, then you can control a country. That's what they said. So if you're going to look into this, and I hope you do, I would start with the Rothschilds family in banking and some of the Alex Jones videos that are free on YouTube. And David Icke has free stuff on YouTube as well, and start with that. Okay, the next article I saw on TNT news site says U.S. debt limit exploding. So our national debt is exploding. And my understanding, I think when Obama took office, it was like 10 trillion in debt, and now we're at 20 trillion. So we have a president who doesn't want to balance the budget. He has no interest in balancing the budget. We're just going further and further in debt. And whenever I try to ask anyone, how are we going to pay this money back? How are we going to get out of debt? I have yet to hear an answer. I have yet to come up with an answer. There's a lot of waste and fraud in government, and I would like to see someone start with that or start cutting some of the aid that we give around the world. When we give aid and money around the world, we have no idea what happens to it. We have no control over that money. So why not have people give money privately or be involved in charities and do private work for foreign aid and work with the Red Cross and some other organizations rather than just giving it out to foreign aid? That's one of my ideas for cutting spending. And anyway, that's another good article describing how far in debt we've gotten, and we need to start looking at ways how we can climb out of that debt. We want our dollar to be strong. We don't want our dollar to be weakened and weakened and weakened, and other countries to start using other currency to trade from. Part of the problem is our dollar is no longer backed by gold. We were taken off the gold standard in 1971 by Nixon, and so it's like paper money or paper dollars, and that's one of the big problems we're having is traditionally in the past we always had money backed by gold and silver, and that gave us security. So we've gone off the rails. We've spun off into funny money or paper money. And one thing you can do is you can vote with your dollar in your pocketbook. And I'm going to give you a solution right now. Like I said, I'm not just going to dish out bad news. I'm going to give out good information. And you can vote with your dollar. And what I mean by that is you can go into like a big corporate chain and spend your money there, like buying food. Or you can go to a farmer's market and you can support the local farmers in your community, and you can buy food with your dollar right there. And that's your vote. That's your voice. That's your message. And it's a very powerful vote. And what happens with money, if you spend it locally in your community, it circulates about 6 or 7 times in that community. So the farmer who gets your dollar may go down to the local restaurant and buy a meal at a mom and pop restaurant. And so that mom and pop now have the dollar. And they may go to a local artist and buy a painting with that dollar or, several dollars, and then that artist has the dollar, all within Main Street USA, all within that village, all within that community. So that's one point I wanted to make about money is I do it. I go to my local farmer's market. That's where I buy a lot of my food. And if I want to, I go to a craft fair too. I go to local art and craft fairs. And when I give those people my money, they have a big smile on their face and they're very happy. And it's a beautiful moment. And I can really see, my energy, my money flowing toward them and them taking that money, and it's going to help them pay their bills. So I'm going to encourage you to find local fairs, local markets, go to your main street, to your mom and pop stores, your independent stores, and vote with your dollar. And that's one of the ways that our country will get healthy again. And if you buy things that are made in America, that's all the better. That means that, if somebody has a factory or a building and they're making a product, then they're going to go out and hire more people. And I'm not saying I do this all the time. Like I said, I'm not a 100% person. I'm like, an 85, 90% kind of person. I'm practical. But this is one example of something good you can be doing. We can all be doing. Okay, the next article is CNN, Piers Morgan. He's been trying to get gun control, take away Second Amendment rights of Americans. So a lot of Americans confronted him this week, and that's the headline, is some Americans confronted CNN Piers Morgan. And what happened after that Sandy Hook incident, December, I think it was 14th, was a massive push for gun control. There was no discussion of violent video games, if you remember, nothing, not a word. There was no discussion about psychiatric drugs that can make people violent. There was only discussion in the media about one thing. The script only had one thing on it, and that was gun control. That was Second Amendment rights, taking away your guns. And the media and the government really went for it. They really, really tried in December and January to do it. And the American public really blew back. There was tremendous blowback. And now the gun shows are very crowded, and the NRA is much higher membership, and Americans have drawn a line in the sand. And they've said, nope, we have the right to have a gun, and we're going to go out and buy some more. And you cannot take that right away from us. And so that's kind of like one of those Patriot New World Order issues I was talking about earlier. And our founding fathers, they gave us the right to have guns to protect us from our own government. You got to remember that. They knew that governments could become tyrannical. They knew. They were all from Europe. They knew how tyrannical governments could be. We had just come out of the Dark Ages. The church and the state were one. Your church was your government, and your government was your church. And we had the Boston Tea Party, we had all these taxes, and we had horrendous government interference in our life, and that's how this country was born. You have to remember that. So our founding fathers gave us the right to own a gun to protect us from our own government, as well as foreign invasions. If a foreign country invades us, we need to all, I don't know how many Americans have guns, let's say 100 million. Well, that's a army of 100 million on the ground. So it protects us from foreign invasion as well. So that's one of the big issues that really played out over the past couple months. And the next one, let's see, is predator drones on the US soil. We had one of our patriotic senators, Rand Paul. He spoke for 13 hours in Congress, and he really laid it all out there. And he made our government, declare that it would not use drones against Americans. And so we have a lot of technology that is really coming at us very strongly. And Rand Paul is somebody to watch for future leadership to really represent the rights of patriotic Americans. And another one is Ted Cruz. He's from Texas. And he also stood up and kind of energized a lot of people. And that was an incident that happened this week as well. But the article goes on to say that the drones can track you on your cell phone. And that's how they would be used to find people and kill them, would be tracking them on their cell phone. Okay, the next article is on wheatgrass and how it's a superfood. And yeah, I want to talk a little bit more about food. Wheatgrass, doesn't taste too great, but it's a super nutrient. It has incredible nutrients. And one thing I do, I'll give you my morning recipe for greens. And I have a green monster every morning. And what that is a shake with spinach or some kind of greens like kale. And then you put fruit juice in there because that covers up the taste of the greens. And then you cut up like frozen pineapple or frozen apples and a little bit of honey and you blend it. And that's it. That's all it is. You can change your juices and change your frozen fruit. And you put the greens in there, and the color of the shake is green, but you don't taste it. You don't taste the bitterness. The fruit easily covers it all up. So I've been drinking a green monster. You can get wheatgrass at farmers markets. They have it. Health food stores have it, and they'll make it for you fresh. And it's filled with nutrients. It's a superfood, just like blue green algae and some others. And there's a big company called Whole Foods, and they announced this week that they're going to label foods that have GMOs, that are genetically modified. So that's a really important. In California, we voted on it a few months ago, and we were so disappointed that we lost that vote. Because if food is genetically modified, we want a label. We want a warning label on our food so we can decide. And a lot of soy and a lot of corn is GMO. It's genetically modified. And so it's not as natural as you would think. And even though we lost the vote, apparently there's been enough pressure on Whole Foods, which is a big supermarket, I believe it's nationwide, that they're going to start labeling it. And that's where you got to vote again. You got to walk into your supermarket, you know, whatever it is, and tell them you want them to label your GMO foods. And if you don't, you're going to shop elsewhere. So you vote and you do it nicely. There's no reason to be mean about this or mad. Just explain you want organic, healthy food, and you won't be shopping there any longer unless you do label your GMOs. And believe me, change happens real fast when you vote with your dollar. So, in a few minutes, I'm going to do a tarot reading. If you want to know a bit more about me, if you click on the link to my website, it's mysteryislands.net. Mysteryislands.net. And I make films on ancient mysteries. If you watch the History Channel, Ancient Aliens, I do material on going back, way back to the beginning, to Babylon, and some of those ancient documents. And so I've made four films, and they're available. And I do tarot readings on Skype and by the phone. So I would love to work with some of you. Just go to my website for the details. And I'll do a free reading tonight after 9:40. So the last 20 minutes I've reserved for readings. So you can call in and I'll do a 6-card tarot spread. And you can ask me a question and I'll give you an answer live right in the air for free. Okay, so in the meantime, we'll go back to the stories, and they're at TNT News, and that's right on this website. If you look in the main page, right in the middle, you'll see TNT News. And all of these stories I'm talking about are from BBS Radio, the news website, TNT News. So the next one is about Mexico shows video of a captured alien. And I watched it. It's like a 2-minute clip, and it looks like a gray alien with the big head and the big black eyes, and it's like a captured alien that maybe their government had, and he's standing up against a wall. And it's either, I mean, if it's fake, it's extremely good special effects and makeup. And if it's real, then there it is. There's a real video footage of an alien. The eyes are really creepy, I have to tell you. They were just like hollow. They're just like hollow eyes. But it's something you have to look at and decide for yourself. Is this a real footage, video footage of an alien, or you know, is this a hoax? But my sense, it looked realistic. I'll just put it that way. It looked realistic to me. So, you know, we're having more and more UFO disclosure. Many countries have opened up their books and their papers and have shown the public, like Brazil and many countries. The US is kind of lagging behind, actually. We're falling behind, and we need to open up our books and have disclosure. Of course, We had the Disclosure Project, which was pretty good. It's you if you go on that website, a lot of people who worked in government, all of their stories were combined and compiled together into the Disclosure Project. And that's a really good book or website to go to see the inside stories. And Roswell, a lot of people involved in Roswell have admitted now it took them a long time. It took them 30 years or 40 years. Some of them wanted the information released after they died, and they were admitting that it was a real UFO crash and not a weather balloon. So Roswell is an important benchmark in our history. The next story, well, the big story really all across the news is because I get all the chatter on the internet, and it's that the DHS, the Department of Homeland Security, is stockpiling weapons and bullets and tanks. And that Homeland Security, they're supposed to protect us, but they're stockpiling massive amounts of weapons and bullets, and we need to be aware of this. Once again, I'm not here to spread fear or scare you, just make you streetwise, make you aware of what's going on, and so you can do what you want if you want to call your congressman or whatever. And even mainstream people have come forward this week. Sarah Palin came forward this week. She's not, in my field. She's not an alternative researcher. She's mainstream, but she came out this week, Sarah Palin, and said that she's scared and this is disturbing, and DHS is stockpiling a lot of bullets, like, millions and millions of bullets. And Mark Levin, he's a mainstream radio host. He is not in my field at all, not alternative. Mark Levin came forward and said the same thing. He said the DHS is stockpiling weapons and we need to look into this. We need to find out why they're doing it. It's our money, after all, right? It's our taxpayer dollars. We fund the DHS. So we need to know what they're doing. Why do they need all these bullets? And even Michael Savage, he's more mainstream. He's not part of my field either. He was on Alex Jones this week, and he feels his new book is being censored, and so he's worried and he's scared. And a couple of years ago, this would be unthinkable for someone like mainstream, like Michael Savage, to go into Alex Jones. There was always this clear separation between the mainstream talk show host and alternative. But now, I don't know if we're all banding together, if the chips and the stakes are getting really high. And so, he gave this big long interview about the New World Order, basically, and the police state. And then Howard Stern jumped in. And I don't listen to Howard Stern at all, but he interviewed Alex Jones for hours. They sat there talking about the New World Order and 9/11, and Howard Stern, he made his jokes and all of that, but he also asked, pointed questions and serious questions, and gave Alex a lot of time to lay out this this philosophy that about the New World Order that we've been talking about. And then Howard Stern, he's on a lot of stations. A lot of people listen to him. In the morning, he's more entertainment, but it brings a whole new audience and awareness to these topics. So now it's about 40 minutes after. So let's open up the phone lines and I will do a tarot reading if somebody would like one. And that's part of my work on my, if you go to my website, mysteryislands.net, I do Skype readings on video so people can see me, or phone readings, either one. And I do half hour, 30-minute readings, or 1 hour readings. And now is your chance. If you call in, you can ask me for a tarot reading. And I'll give you a 6-card spread, and we'll do it right now on the spot. And while we're waiting, I want to talk about a kind of a big solution for all of these issues I brought up. And what people can do is they can watch a movie called Thrive. And Thrive is was released about 2 years ago, and they released the copyright recently. So you can watch it for free. It's on YouTube. It's spelled Thrive, Thrive. And it's about 2 hours, and it goes into a lot of technology that's been suppressed, like cancer cures and free energy. It gets into crop circles, UFOs, chemtrails, the New World Order, the One World Government. What it does is it points out solutions. It points out answers. It's coming from a really positive perspective. And if you can watch the movie Thrive, you can post it on your Facebook page. And it's at 30 million people now have watched the movie. And I don't know if that's around the world or US. I suspect it's around the world. And my understanding is about 1 million people a month are watching this movie. And they're watching it in groups. You know, people are getting together in or renting out little movie theaters, and they're watching it and they're talking about it. And then what you do is you go to Thrive's website and you get involved. And you just get involved in one area. Like if you're into science, there's ways where you can get involved in science. If you're a musician, they show you ways to get involved through music. If you're in communications, they show you ways to get involved, like in the media. If you're in politics, they show you how to get involved and how to throw in your two cents. So I did it. I signed up and I signed some petitions, and it took me about 10 minutes. And I checked, it's called thrivemovement.com is the website, thrivemovement.com. And so I got involved in some of these issues and I signed the petitions, and I'm part of the Thrive movement. And that's one of the best things I can tell you to get involved is to watch this movie, share it with your friends, talk about it, talk about what you agree with and what you don't agree with, which parts you want to get involved with and which you don't. And share this movie, post it on Facebook, like I said. And the part I got involved in was a chemtrail petition. I signed a petition to stop chemtrails. I signed another petition to stop, to audit the Federal Reserve banking system, which is a private, bank controlled by stockholders, and to open up the books and to audit the Federal Reserve. So I signed several other petitions I can't recall at the moment, but a lot of things about disclosure, government disclosure, and I'm on their list if there's any events or rallies, and so I can be part of that and connect with people in the community. So now's your chance to call in and get a reading, a tarot reading. And like I said, this show, Odyssey, it's on every 2 weeks. We're going to start the show discussing current events on the TNT news board, right on this website. And then we get into metaphysics later on in the hour. And so I kind of show you both sides of my personality and balance out this hour of programming. So Thrive is it's a movie that's gone viral. Sometimes a movie will break out on the internet and will become extremely popular. There was one called Zeitgeist a couple of years ago, and Zeitgeist, it went viral. I don't know how else to describe it. It went around the world. It got tens of millions of hits, and people watched it. And there was another one called Loose Change. Loose Change went viral, and lots of people saw that. That was about 9/11. A lot of the documentation of what really happened that day. A lot of information was not told to the public. So Loose Change went viral, and there's always, it's exciting when there's a breakout film, when there's something that catches on fire on the internet and explodes. So Thrive is, maybe it can get to 100 million. If it could, that could really change things. That could be a game changer. It could really wake people up or open people's eyes. So the other, we're talking so much about news. The other really good source for news is Alex Jones. And his website is Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. I guess what happened is his website got so many hits that he had to have two websites. So he has Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. He's on the radio, but it depends where you live. He's on the radio in many parts of the country, on the mainstream radio, not internet. I'm talking about the mainstream. And so he's one of the few alternative speakers from my field that jumped into the mainstream because of his popularity. He kind of crossed the bridge. And he links up to the Drudge Report, which is very well read. And the Drudge Report links up to him. So when he has a big story, they cover it. And I think that's helped his popularity a lot. So that's, I think if a big story breaks, that's usually where I go, is to Alex Jones. I want to see, he's a good reporter. He sticks to the facts and he's got his sources. And I go to Alex Jones' website, InfoWars, and get the news of the day along with TNT. Those are the two places I look quite often. So, well, we have about 10 minutes left. So if you want a tarot reading for free, please call in now. Now's your chance. Otherwise, we'll talk. And if you have a comment about the current events, go ahead and call in too, so I can get a little feedback. We covered a lot of ground here, a lot of ground. I'm a real talker. But I keyed off the eight articles. I said I would read to you eight different articles. And there's one more I haven't read yet. It comes out of South Carolina. And the headline is Lizard Man of South Carolina is cited. And it was some kind of like, oh, reptilian creature. Could be a UFO, could be something maybe related to a Bigfoot. But I've known about Lizard Man for a long time, for many years, because I research these topics. And I think in that part of the country, South Carolina, I think Lizard Man is pretty well known. But I don't think it's known nationally. But there's some video of this reptilian-like creature. He's giant, maybe 7 feet tall, and he's in the woods. And if you go to TNT website, on this website, and click it on the link, you can watch that video. And they try to shine a light. It's very dark. It's in the woods. They try to shine a light and follow this lizard man and get a good shot. So it's not clear, is this an actual documentation of the lizard man, or is this a hoax? It once again, to me, I couldn't tell. I just couldn't make up my mind. I've watched it a couple times, but you gotta see this. It's fascinating, and it's there's a lot of stories you can look up in the newspaper about lizard man, and there's regional creatures, like in Texas, there's a Texas Sasquatch that's well known in the areas around Fort Worth and Dallas, and there's a lot of newspaper articles and sightings, but it's not known in the rest of the country. And the Texas Sasquatch is overshadowed by the Bigfoot of the Northwest. And I actually went to a presentation recently on Bigfoot. And this researcher had spent years studying, and he spent a lot of time on Indian reservations and studied the DNA and the hair samples. And it came back from the labs as human DNA, and he strongly believes that Bigfoot is a type of human being, that it's not an ape, that it's related to giants, to hairy human giants, and they just want to be separate from the rest of us, and they are masters of nature and able to survive deep in the mountains, and that's where they want to stay. And are very shy and are self-sufficient, and that is what he believed. And that was at a MUFON meeting. MUFON stands for Mutual UFO Network, and there's MUFON all around the country. Most major cities have a MUFON meeting. And where I go to in Los Angeles, there's two, because LA is such a big city. We have Orange County and LA. But depending on where you live, you could look into that organization and find out the MUFON group in your state, at least, if they're not in your city, and check them out. And if you ever have a sighting, that's the organization to go to. They will send a researcher out to your house, or they will call you and they will interview you and find out details about the sighting. And so you can put it on record if you happen to have a UFO sighting. So that's called Mutual UFO Network. So that was kind of a fun article, that Lizard Man of South Carolina. And I like to speculate. I like to look into some of these esoteric stories and find out if they could be true, you know, if they're fascinating to me. So those were the eight main stories we covered from the TNT News Board. And I'll spend the remaining minutes talking a little bit about David Wilcock. I recently went to his lecture. He is a very cutting-edge progressive thinker and writer and lecturer and author. And if you type in David Wilcock on YouTube, you can get his information. And he is doing a lot of work on the shift, the 2012 shift, on what's happening. And he believes this whole new world order is crumbling. It's all disappearing. It's all falling apart. And a lot of these UFO abductions we've heard so much about are going away. They're disappearing. And I hope he's right. He has all these really in-depth articles, and you can read them, and a lot of it has to do with money and gold and the Federal Reserve System and some of these elite families that are fighting over control of money and minerals and gold and the planet. And so it's a really behind-the-scenes look at these families and these groups. And I don't know, it's hard because I don't know if this is true or not. I just know that I think he's a really good researcher. And he's brought forward a lot of this evidence. And like last year, there was something like 400 bankers resigned from their posts. Like a wave of high-level bankers withdrew and resigned from their posts. So you have to wonder what's behind that. Is that a coincidence? Why? Is the banking system falling apart? Is the Federal Reserve System falling apart? Are we going to create a new system that's based on gold? You know, are we going to go back to the gold standard? And so that to me was kind of evidence that David Wilcock was on to a big story. And then like Queen Beatrix recently resigned out of the Bilderberg group, and she's one of the main Bilderbergers. She's the queen of the Netherlands. Yes, we still have kings and queens. Hard to believe, but we have royal kings and queens in Europe, and they love to go to these secret society meetings. They think that they're blue bloods, and they have royal blood. And there is a different type of blood called Rh factor, and that's a really fascinating topic to research. And it may be that there is another type of blood that was genetically interbred into our human DNA. And these kings and queens believe that they're descended from elite families, and they think that they have the power to control the world and to run the world. And believe it or not, it's a very, very small group of people, but right now, they own the mainstream media. They have complete access to the mainstream media and a lot of the money supply. So Queen Beatrix recently stepped down as from her from being a queen and being in the Bilderberg group, and then the Pope stepped down too. So I'd like to know a lot more about why he stepped down and what's going on with that. But I can't begin to speculate. I have not done the research on that. So, but there are many people in power that have been stepping aside. So David Wilcock feels that this 2012 shift, as we enter into a new cycle, the Age of Aquarius, is a time of freedom and enlightenment and a lot of truth coming out. And the internet's a big part of that. The internet is blowing away a lot of cobwebs and a lot of, 20 years ago, a secret society was a secret society. That's it. Nobody knew what they were doing. But now, you can go online and look up Bohemian Grove and you can watch a video of what they were doing. Or you can find out all about it. And that was unheard of 20 years ago. This is all new territory. And so I think David Wilcock is right. I think a lot of truth as we enter the age of Aquarius, that's a very different energy than Pisces. We just ended 2,000 years of the age of kind of Christianity dominance of the mainstream religion, Christianity, in the age of Pisces. And we're now into a whole new energy, Aquarian energy. And computers, what I know from tarot, are kind of tied into Aquarian energy and that electrical, mental, lightning fast energy of the computer and the mind is something that's exploding right now. And with Facebook, it's exploding times 100 because everything that you find, if you have 1,000 friends on Facebook, you can put it on there and then 1,000 people get to instantly see it. And that's something we didn't have a few years ago. So I'll leave you with this. The movie Thrive, it's free, it's online on YouTube. I'm going to ask you to post it on your Facebook page and watch it and debate it with your friends and discuss it and check it out. And I'll talk to you again in 2 weeks. Odyssey. Please go to my website, go to mysteryislands.net. I have four films on the Anunnaki. And you can purchase my films if you like. Or a reading. We can do a tarot reading and I can get to know you better. So thank you for joining me on Odyssey, and I will talk to you in a few weeks. Have a good night. Namaste.